Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. One of the things that we all need to do at some point in our life, and in some cases very frequently in our life, is to win people over. You just moved into a new neighborhood and you're trying to meet your neighbors. That's a situation where you want to win people over. You're the unknown entity. You're the new person on the block. You want to get to know people. You've just started a new job and you want to get to know people in your office. You're calling on a room full of clients that you've never met before, or even those you have met before. But you want to win them over. You want to get them all on your side. If you really want to persuade people and you really want to be a strong influencer and you really want to get people to like you, tell them a good story. And telling people a good story is not something that a lot of us do naturally. You know, there's certain people I know that are just born storytellers and they're great at it. There's other people like me that had to work to get to be good storytellers. And what we're talking about here is just the idea of going through the story where you're telling it and suddenly your chronology's wrong, right? You left out a part that you needed, and so now you're going back and retracting and trying to redo. It doesn't work, right? You got to work through it and think about what you're going to say in advance. So part of it is figuring out a handful of stories that are going to work for you, and then maybe taking the time to rehearse them as you're driving down the road or as you have some time or you're doing things. Just kind of going through them in your mind and maybe saying them out of your mouth when you get a chance. Right, so getting to be a good storyteller a lot of times is just simply having those few stories, practicing them. And by the way, the more you practice, the better you get good. And as you practice the telling stories, you'll notice that you just naturally become a better storyteller. So even though you have one that you're a story that you haven't rehearsed in the past, just by virtue of the fact that you've practiced on other things, you will get better at it. And you'll be able to just be impromptu and just tell a story at the drop of a hat. And so, you know, one of the things that's really great about telling a story is getting people involved in your story. And so this is a really important part of it. And I had a mentor years ago that used to tell me all the time. His name is Alan Parise, master storyteller. Part of the issue of telling a story is you want people to be able to relate to your story. So you could tell people about how you summited Mount Everest, but most people can't relate to the fact that you summited Mount Everest because they haven't done anything like that before. But if you talk about airplane turbulence and the plane bouncing all over the sky, suddenly everybody's got a story about when their airplane turbulence story. And they want to naturally tell you their story because, of course, their story is better than yours, and that's what they want to tell people. But that is something that you know you're getting people engaged with. And you know you're landing when they start to get that feeling of inclusion, right? They can relate to what you're telling them. So this idea of, you know, getting them to be on your side and to understand and to walk in your shoes and being relatable becomes very, very critical. And all of a sudden, as you become relatable, now people start to like you a little bit more. And so that's a big part of it. Another thing too is if you're trying to get people's attention, right? We're doing stories usually for two reasons. One is to win people over, or if it's a presentation, it's maybe to win over the room. But the other one is to grab their attention. And if you want to grab people's attention, you need an exciting, compelling story. And often that means starting in the middle of the story. Think about some of the movies you've seen. Think about some of the TV shows you've seen where they start with this really dramatic part of things, right out of the gate, and then they backtrack into the whole story. Well, why are they doing that? They're doing that because they're capturing your attention with the excitement of the story, of how the accident happened, how the crash came, you know, what happened, or how they won the race, but then all of a sudden now they're going back and giving you that backstory. But they've already pulled you in by giving you the middle up front because now you've got the excitement. So building that into your story where people are genuinely interested in terms of what's going on. But when you start to think about this idea of stories, you realize that they really work. And, you know, I don't want to say it's a lost art. Certainly there are people good at telling stories, but so much we've gotten away from that with social media everywhere and everything else going on in the world. Just becoming a great storyteller is something that's a great life skill, right? Whether you're in sales, whether you're trying to win people over, or whether you just want to be a good conversationalist with people and be interesting. Having a few good stories under your belt can do that for you. And all it really means is going through and finding those things in your life that are interesting. We all have them, right? And if you sit and think about, you know, what's been interesting in my life, what crazy stories I've had, what off-the-wall things have happened to me, you know, what are some of those challenges I've faced that I've overcome? As you think through these things, you start to develop them into stories. Now, all of a sudden, you have something. So if you're a salesperson and you're getting up in front of a group of people to talk about something and convince them to do what it is you want them to do, start with a story that'll get them engaged, that will make them like you, that's going to grab their attention, and then you transition to where you need to go. But make sure there's a direct tie-in, because there's nothing worse than a story that ends and a transition that doesn't work. And now now people are looking at you like, you know, why are you telling me this heart-wrenching story about how you overcame this problem? And then, you know, you connected it to a product that has absolutely no idea or no correlation at all to your story, right? Part of the story is making sure you get the transition right to where you're going. Right. So that's an important part of it. But, you know, you can persuade people, you can influence people, you can win people over. And it's one of those things that you can get much better at if you put a little thought and practice into the story ahead of time. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, think about a couple of stories in your past that you can start building into discussions that you're having with people. Remember, you want to be inclusive. You want people to be able to really relate to you. You want it to humanize you, and you want it to also capture their attention. But think about a few of those stories that can work. Practice them. They get good at them, and you will be surprised how people will begin to resonate with you, how people will begin to like you, and how people will come to you and want to share part of themselves and part of their own story when you share yours.